Every year at the end of January, I start considering whether I made the right New Year's resolution and how well I'm sticking to it. Last year, I decided that 2015 would be the year I committed to using eBird, a wonderful program created by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and Audubon, designed to help birders keep their own personal birding records while sharing their data with scientists, conservationists, and the larger birding community. Unlike other bird listing programs, eBird is free, and anyone can access it to contribute their data online at eBird.org. Getting started on eBird is a little tricky because for our data to be valuable, we have to keep track of a lot of details, including not just which species we saw on a particular day, but how many individuals of each species we saw and exactly where and when we saw them. I'm nowhere near as disciplined at keeping a field notebook as I used to be, so it's very hard to come home and remember all these details. Fortunately, the eBird team developed a really slick app for iTunes and Android called BirdLog North America for adding our sightings as we go using the phone's GPS and clock. BirdLog is quick and easy to use after a minor learning curve. The trick is getting into the habit of using it. I wanted to make every sighting of a bird this year 100% accounted for on eBird. So last fall I started in a rather haphazard way to start keeping a daily checklist of the birds I see out the window while I'm working at home using the BirdLog app. I'm mostly staring at a computer all day, and so I hardly notice every bird in my yard. So my daily working from home checklists fall in the eBird category of incidental. When I start in the morning, I note whatever birds are out there. If I start out with 8 redpolls and 3 siskins, I mark them in. Later, I may see 5 redpolls and 9 siskins. I have no way of knowing whether these include the same birds from earlier, so I keep the redpoll total at 8. But now I know the smallest number of siskins I've seen was 9, so I make that my new total. When I spot a single hairy or downy woodpecker, I record whether it's a male or a female. Later that day, if I see a bird of the opposite sex, I know I had at least 2. At the end of the day, I enter my checklist into the eBird database. The trickiest birds to count are, of course, chickadees. They come in one by one, grab a seed, and fly off to eat it elsewhere, so we never have the whole flock in one spot to count easily. I must have at least 2 different winter flocks. I recognize one individual chickadee who is missing his or her front toes on one foot. When that bird's flock arrives, that individual chickadee alights on my window feeder and makes various calls to get my attention. When chickadees arrive and that bird isn't with them, I know it's the different flock. I may actually have 2 or more flocks that don't include that individual. There's no way of being absolutely certain. And once in a while I have so many chickadees at once that I think I must have both flocks at the same time. My best guess is that the individual flocks have 7 or 8 members, so I usually estimate my chickadee total for the day at 15. As we approach the end of January, I've only missed recording birds 2 days all month, both days when I hardly looked out the window at all. I'm still working on my field eBird skills. When I'm out at the Saxon Bog, for example, it's far more valuable for researchers to know exactly where in the bog each bird was. So entering the data on separate checklists for each specific area is better than just entering one checklist for the whole bog. Thanks to the phone app, keeping track of all that is much easier as long as I stay reasonably focused. It's still going slower than it should, but my skills are steadily improving, and this year's New Year's resolution turned out to be easier than I expected. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.